Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow, so act now and get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now and win winter with a Toro.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off with coupon. Or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limit, adhering, full stop, making lane change, signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state, and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. And the top of the hour is also brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
You know, Dustin, I got to give a shout-out to Dustin. Touch him all for earlier. He was tremendous.
And Kevin Zipak, always tremendous. Thank you, Kevin.
I didn't come here for a haircut.
And, of course, Ray, it just gets emotional trying to thank you, Ray, because you do too much. Too much.
Thank you, Ray.
The man known as the machete.
And now we get an opportunity to welcome in our colleague and friend, Dan Bernstein. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Morning,
what's happening, guys? What's up?
How'd the rain treat you? Did you get through the storm? Everything okay?
Yeah, it's so far so good. It's just like waking up in this pitch blackness now, and I know it just is. It's like, what time is it? And you look up, it's like, it feels like it's 2:30 in the morning. It's like, no, it's time to get up and go to work.
Yeah,
like,
we can't relate to waking up in pitch blackness at all, Dan.
Oh, I know, but just, you know, this is the time of year when everything starts to get weird, and then they change the clocks on us, and it's dark at 4 o'clock. But it's all baked in. It's just the flooding around the city is really remarkable, though, because all the leaves are clogging the drains, and some of these city streets are impassable.
Did you watch game two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was impressed with the... I love the idea of bringing in your best reliever in your high-leverage situation in the fifth. I mean, this is... understanding that the leverage moments that decide games are not necessarily synced up the way we used to think. And
right.
Just saying, look, I need this out right now because we don't get two chances at this out. And with the three batter rule and trying to navigate some of that stuff and how you manage handedness late and understanding that you had a guy who isn't one of your 100-mile-an-hour throwers who can get lefties out and trusting him to do so, it was Kevin Cash won the night.
Is it fair to wonder, as I talked about earlier in the show, Dan, we watched the Dodgers, and they have the payroll, what it is, second highest in baseball. They've got the legend in Kershaw. And the best they can do for a Game 2 starter or their approach to Game 2 of the World Series is what it was. And I know it's easy to second guess now, but it just seems like the Dodgers should be in a better position than that for Game 2 of the World Series.
I thought so. There's some speculation that in a weird way, you've got Roberts setting up, you know, Urias and Walker Buehler for being able to have these next three a distinct pitching advantage coming up. But you can only win the game that's in front of you that day, and that's sort
right.
of you get kind of galaxy brain at that point. If you're, it may be after the fact we can say that, but you'd hate to have a manager saying, "Yeah, maybe you know, we won't have the best chance to win this one, but we'll have the best chance to win others." I don't necessarily like that thinking, but you know, I thought you were going in a different direction with it, with the disparity in the payrolls, and still seeing what that they can put together, what they, you know, now the nickname, the stable of these arms. Mm. It really is the model for what I think, where if you can have guys under cost control who are developed well and ready to go, we understand that at younger and younger ages, we don't have to have a minor leagues full of prospects when they could be helping you at the major league level really inexpensively.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because normally innovation comes from underdogs, right? It comes from the team that has the lowest payroll. It comes from the team that doesn't have the capability of just going out and signing whoever they want.
Yeah, necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I think that's what we're witnessing when we talk about that.
It's really major, amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's sort of the major league equivalent of the NFL team winning with a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, or not a rookie quarterback, but a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Right.
And it's cheaper. If they're good and they're young and they're obviously still developing, yeah, you may pay for it later, but you're going to enjoy it now.
Yeah, the difference being a football team doesn't draft a guy and then keep him on the farm for 2 years.
Right.
You know, it doesn't say, well, you need to do this. You're not ready. You're not ready. You're not ready. He's just there. And highly drafted rookies are playing immediately. And I think that's sort of what baseball may be learning a little bit, that, you know, it's time. Let's go. And it's not, and I understand a little bit maybe in hockey when a guy is, like you're drafting 17 years old or whatever he is, and his body just isn't ready and they just really aren't physically ready to compete. If a pitcher can throw hard and command his pitches, he can throw hard and command his pitches. You know, get him out there and let's go before his arm falls off. And when his arm falls off, you bring in the next guy who can do it. There's, like you say, where it's, you think the teams that have to do it figure out ways to do it. And it contrasts so much with the reporting that we're reading that Sahadev Sharma and Patrick Finley and The Athletic are doing. I don't know if you read the last couple of days, the reporting they're doing about the Cubs.
Yeah.
And it's so portentous. It's so ominous. And there's a lot of speculation, a lot of swirling dark clouds. But when you start looking at how the Cubs built this sort of massive entertainment empire, built it up and built it up and built it up and built it out, and now they're stripping it down, hundreds of firings and trimming everything around without a lot of, and the story today didn't have a lot of hard news, but there's still, there's so much portent in it for what that entire business is going to look like.
Well, it's because they're so reliant, and they will tell you and have the on the game day experience. And then when that number came in, when you know back in the early days of the pandemic, the 70% of the game day, you know, revenues they're relying on that they're going to lose and miss out on. I think we're seeing the result of that now, and it seems more pronounced or drastic than maybe other examples. But it's because of what they have built and what they can't really count on, Dan. I think that's the other thing that is. You know, a bit ominous, I think, is the word you used. There's no real understanding or expectation of what spring 2021 is going to resemble when it comes to Major League Baseball in Chicago or any Major League city.
Now, I talked to Crane Kenny about it relatively recently, about their bet on crowds. They made their bet. They made their investment based on density of human population. Of massive crowds of people, which we even think about that now, and it's terrifying to consider that idea of people packed together in places, drinking and shouting and doing all the things we know is incredibly unsafe. And with every passing day these days, more unsafe. And that's where their money is. Their money was on this massive amusement complex that is Wrigley Field and the entire surrounding area, and spring training crowds too. You know, this is the value of the franchise and the wealth of the ownership. I understand, and it's a separate argument as to whether or not they can weather a lack of revenue from their baseball team and maybe keep some of these people employed. That's a different argument for a different time of what they, you know, firing because they can and want to, or whether or not you have to, we can debate. But as far as the actual revenue of the team goes and the revenue of their entire baseball business outside of the team, like you say, I wouldn't want to be running it right now.
Yeah, it's... You know, it's fascinating to see what's going on here. I wonder, though, if ever we will return to any sort of normal in that way, Dan. And if we do, are we building up kind of a phobia? You know what I mean? A collective kind of phobia among all people, not just sports fans, about massive crowds and all the rest of it.
Yes, and I can only speak from, and I was, look, I was a germaphobe forever.
Yes.
I never touched doorknobs.
Long time germaphobe.
I was always careful to you know, I was a hand washer and a sanitizer, and I, you know, I don't like touching surfaces. I've always taught my kids in airports, you know, don't touch the handrails of the escalators. And whenever we traveled as a family, I was constantly, and that was before this. You know, I don't know if we're ever going to take masks off again, because why would we? Because there's other diseases, and there's going to be more imported pangolins and bats giving us things in the future. You know, this is... I
see. You know, I'm only guy out there, Dan. This thing hits, and you say, "I told you so."
No, it's just personally, I've always been fearful of airborne stuff and invisible things on surfaces. And it's not an "I told you so." It's just in answer to your question. Kidding. I can only imagine what this is doing to certain childhoods in the way that there's people who raised us were affected by the Great Depression. You know, there's just habits. Habits were affected by the Great Depression. I think that some children are going to be wired differently because of their experience with this.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's a real thoughtful way to look at it because of, you know, everything and everyone who's affected by it. But then the other part of me is like, okay, I'm going to turn on a game in the SEC on Saturday, and I'm going to see people that's going to be there. You know, they want people. There are people that would be willing to fill stadiums in the South to watch college football. And then I wonder about what you just said and what I believe and what you think will be true. I just don't know if that's going to be the case. I think people might lapse back into some of these habits and throw caution to the wind for the sake of watching their, you know, their LSU Tigers or their Florida Gators or whoever it may be. That's just a college football example. But I do wonder if people will get back to whatever they consider normal.
I mean, they will, they are, and they'll also risk getting deathly ill and making their relatives and friends deathly ill. You know, that's just the fact. And some people, there's some people who care about that, some people who care about other people. and there are some who don't. And right now we're learning that not only is there caution fatigue, but there is a lack of desire to understand what's actually happening with the course of this of a pandemic. And if people want their football, they're going to get their football.
So never mind Prince's Tom Jones version of Prince's Kiss. You're never going to listen to I Want to Hold Your Hand Again.
Yeah, this is human contact is going to be different.
Down to the middle.
And space is going to be defined differently. Public spaces are going to be radically reimagined. You know, we're seeing it now on college campuses, well-resourced college campuses. And I'm looking at when, I know when my daughter's school comes home for Thanksgiving, they'll be home for a significant period of time, depending on what everything is doing. They have outlined it. They've sent their plans to rebuild the campus in large part, to create indoor-outdoor spaces, to reimagine the way that students interact, the way that schools are taught. Instead of just indoors and outdoors, they're trying to find that version of the new normal that allows for more natural air circulation, for more sunlight, for more use of public space that's just safer instead of enclosing people.
Well, I mean, how are we gonna hang out outside now, right? It's getting colder already. I know today's supposed to be warmer, but it's obviously rainy. I've got friends that have, you know, the restaurant style heaters in their backyard.
Oh, everybody's bought them. All my neighbors have those big propane heaters. Yeah,
are they all locked up down there, or can I come down and pick up a couple?
They're huge too and expensive. Well, and you can't find them anywhere.
Mully's planning Thanksgiving. He wants a couple.
I want to steal a couple.
You know, really, I've been hearing it too that, you know, my parents and their friends who have been able to have socially distant backyard patio get-togethers and to just have that kind of contact. Like a lot of people, you know, older people who have the space in the backyards are buying those and creating those little like outdoor restaurant areas.
I thought they were sold out. Honestly, I thought they were
sold out. No, they're almost entirely sold out. But but now you're getting scammers who are inventing, you know, newer, smaller ones who are saying, well, you got to be really careful and know what you're getting, because the actual restaurant suppliers, the restaurants buy them, individuals are buying them, and they're hard to come by.
I'll just keep eating in a dark room with a candle.
Old fire pit David there. It worked for Abe Lincoln, right?
Yeah, back to the Cubs for a second. Just what they're going to do, who knows? And if you're Theo Epstein right now, trying to figure out what the rest of your life is going to be, and as was speculated by The Athletic, this is going to be when and if there is an exit for Theo, it's not just going to be like, oh yeah, end of the year, bye, I'm gone, I'm done. It's going to be a deliberate succession and a plan and a handover. And it's when you decide to start doing that that's going to be the indication. Maybe it's already begun and we don't know.
And he will be leaving Wrigley Field in Clark the Cubs costume.
And no, it's going to be a gorilla suit.
What have you today?
Well, we're going to talk some Bears to start. Just this, the Bears are endlessly fascinating just because of how they've decided to start talking about themselves and how we think about them and the vast difference that we have, you know, finishing up watching a game and watching them and then looking at their record and just trying to reconcile how good we think they are with how good they think they are or not. It's kind of hard to tell. Kevin Fishbane has the latest. We're going to get to the possibility of adding a Pro Bowl level left guard who's all of a sudden available and to everyone and available to the Bears. Maybe they'll sign him. Cody Decker, the former major leaguer, will talk to us about baseball, World Series, etc. at 10:20. We got the Midday Midway. Pete Futek on the Big Ten and college football. Also want to revisit some of the stuff that you got out of Stan Bowman today, talking about how he's framing this almost untenable current Blackhawks situation.
Have a great show.
All right, Dan, have a great show.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Talking about Kyle Fuller, what do you want him to do? Like, he's playing the game the way that defenders would love to play the game, and he's being penalized for it. It's really silly, and I've enjoyed watching him turn into this player. It wasn't that long ago that the Bears were talking about maybe him not being a part of this.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com. Sports Station.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
That segment was brought to you by DEA Take Back Day, October 24th, DEATakeBack.com.
It's time to start kicking up your recipes a notch with the finest chicken in town. That's because your local Jewel Osco has just rolled out their exclusive O Organics chicken. These all-natural selections are vegetarian-fed and humanely raised on the free range. What's more, O Organics chicken enhances just about any meal, whether you're whipping up a healthy stir-fry or creating a truly great Vesuvio. See why O Organics chicken is the perfect pick for a meal that clicks. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
Are you a first-time home buyer? If so, First Eagle Mortgage offers loans with little to no money down, even if you have less than perfect credit. If you're self-employed, we offer loans that don't require tax returns or pay stubs. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. We make the loan process painless with low rates and closing costs. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116. That's 847-441-4116. Or go online at 1steeglemortgage.com.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
There you are,
standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
One.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional
penis. You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we have Kevin Fishbane from the Athletic Bears beat at 10 o'clock. Cody Decker of Radio.com Sports will talk baseball at 10:20. The Midday Midway comes your way at 10:40. And then it's Pete Futek, college football. We are on the cusp of the Big Ten season. University of Michigan is on complete student lockdown due to COVID outbreaks, except for the football team that's allowed to go anywhere, because that's the way we're doing it. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text message? You text the same number you call, 312-644-6767. That text goes immediately to the text zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. My personal feed is at Dan_Bernstein if you want to follow me there. Another important thing for you to do is to download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And then, hey, look, if you want to follow along as well and watch everything that goes on here and see our guests, etc., and participate in the chat on Twitch, there it is. That is the Twitch feed at twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. The director of that is Brian Gertz. He's also the moderator of the chat. So if he does something to you or kicks you out or edits you, get mad at him. Don't get mad at me. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. And Ray Diaz is the man we call the executioner. He is on the board doing the things that he does. I was trying to figure out what makes this familiar Bears season still feel different than others in which they've had a good defense and an offense you can't really rely on, that you have to sort of talk yourself into liking or trying to like, or into lowering your expectations for what they're going to do offensively. Here's the big difference as to when it was Mitchell Trubisky 2 years ago, or when it was Rex Grossman, or maybe if you want to say Kyle Orton. The difference was the quarterback was yet to be established as an absolutely objectively known commodity. And that's a critical difference. And I think it underpins some of the significant shift that the Bears made from, and it was weird that Matt Nagy went from, our offense has got to get better, our offense has got to get better, to, hey, we're 5-1, we're 5-1, we're 5-1.
I'm pretty excited right now, we're 5-1.
And over and over and over again, we're 5-1. Okay, I get it, but we also understood what you had said about the offense. It may just be, and this is the difference. And if we take ourselves back to, it's like, ooh, wait a sec, this is Mitchell Trubisky traded up to draft where he did. This is the future. This is the guy with all the traits. And now it's a 100 level, a 200 level, and he's going to get it, and the fire is going to be lit, and off we go. And we know now that's not true. We also thought the same thing about a young first-round pick in Rex Grossman. If you'll remember, well, good Rex, bad Rex. How do we just make sure we get rid of the bad Rex and keep the good Rex? Because when he's on, he's on. He's got big balls and throws that thing down the field. And he's great at throwing into zones. Terrific with play action. Look at him hit Mohsin Mohamed on that little comeback route. And it was the fact that there was a reasonable belief that this guy might be really good. What's different now? Nick Foles is Nick Foles. He is who he is. He's going to be who he is. We have a whole career of his body of work. It's unpredictable. It's capable of being Super Bowl MVP. He's also capable of being absolutely awful and losing his job to a rookie in Gardner Minshew. And sometimes in a given game, from pass to pass, from quarter to quarter, sometimes he's going to be awful. Sometimes he's going to be great. Sometimes he's going to be in between, but there is an understanding of what and who he is and what the expectations are. That's different. And when that's not a moving piece, when you know it's like, well, that's the quarterback, and increasingly we think this is the offensive line, it may just be that some of that rhetorical shift, that forward-facing difference, the tone setting of Matt Nagy, and maybe the cheerleading from Foles himself might just be their resignation, their understanding that the offense might not be the sleeping giant that they think it is.
Would you rather lose pretty or win ugly? I think that we'd rather win ugly.
That may be the case. I'd rather win pretty. I'd rather win 50-0. I'd rather make it easy on a great defense rather than make it hard on a great defense. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Although for the Bears, it just seems this is our fate. This is what we signed up for, that we get this all or nothing feeling. But it may just be, and this is evidence of an internal understanding that they're going to have to do what Mullig talked about. Each week, how do we win this game? And then you keep going until your season's over. But there isn't going to be some aha moment, and members of aha, when all of a sudden everything you envisioned for the offense is there. I don't think so. And it's different when the quarterback is a veteran. It's different when you know what you have, and you know that it's going to be a little bit of here and a little bit of there, and maybe you get 20 points, and maybe you don't, and you look up and you hope that maybe one of these Eddie Jackson pick sixes is actually stands for good reason. Because there isn't that unknown, there isn't that idea of, well, maybe this kid, maybe this first-round draft pick quarterback, our guy, the guy our general manager believed in, and this is his time, and now we see what we have because other teams wanted him to, and let's go see and let him grow and let him be everything he can be. That's not the case now. That's not the case when you turn it over to a veteran who's kind of who is capable of some good things, and incapable of some other things. They're going to be those throws. And maybe, too, it's the fact they haven't hit a big play. They really haven't hit that one that busts a game. It was like when Kyler Murray hits Christian Kirk, you know, the fingertip catch or the skinny post down the middle of the field, and you're like, hell yeah, let's go grab some of these chunks of yards. They don't make it easy. They don't get those pressure releases. They haven't gotten to the point where it's like where you get these breakthroughs that they saw something, they caught you in something that they were preparing for, they got the look they wanted. And there have been a couple of these where it looks like they've got it. They act like they've got it, and then the ball is 5 feet over somebody's head, or it's 5 feet behind somebody, or there's a miscommunication. It's supposed to be a back shoulder throw, and something doesn't work. But it's, I think the best answer to what they're doing, the best answer is they may realize it now. They may know that all of these dreams of everything that dances through Matt Nagy's head on offense and all the X's and O's and all of the play cards, wallpapering his study with somehow magically it unlocks and they get the jump on the opponent and they're out ahead of everything. I think they might know that's unlikely. It probably comes down to the offensive line. It probably comes down to realizing, and as we see now, as we can divine through some of the play calling, the significance of a trust level in things getting blocked and what's not trusted. And that's what we're learning here. The reason why they go to consecutive little adorable precious zero routes to Anthony Miller is that that's the run game. That's part of that. Those are essentially runs. That they're trying to hit something quick with somebody who's athletic enough to get a crease. The creases really aren't there. And getting people spread and getting somebody backpedaling a little bit. It's happened a little bit in the no huddle. A little. But he's loath to do that. And some of what the no huddle does when it fails is it doesn't let the defense rest. You know, in the same way that you get the advantage of keeping the opposing personnel out there and not letting them swap people out and taking advantage of maybe somebody tired or maybe you have a bad matchup, then when you screw up and or you get behind the sticks with a dumb pre-snap penalty, all of a sudden your defense that's been you're gasping for breath and going just absolutely hard, that front seven, whoever's in there, whoever's rotating in there, the effort that they have put in and needing every bit of that effort, all of a sudden you're off the field and they're out there again and they're casting glances at you because, like, come on, you know, help us out here. We're doing all the heavy lifting. This year's different because it's Nick Foles. It isn't somebody who, let's just wait. Maybe it clicks. Maybe it happens. Maybe this kid, maybe Rex, the first round pick, maybe Mitch. It all comes together. The 773 texter says, it's hard to say that he's a known when he's only known for not knowing what he's going to be in a given game. They've erred on the side of volatility over someone who's concretely limited. Yeah, but we didn't know in the moment in previous years when this has happened. In the moment, we didn't look, we never looked at Trubisky as concretely limited. We never looked at, it was always, you had the same wild volatility, but you had hope. Because it was just a kid learning. And that's why in the last couple of years, go back and listen to everything that everybody involved with these offenses, whether it's Nagy or Helfrich or Ragone. It's been all about, oh, it's coming. It's like the healthcare plan to replace the ACA. It's coming. We're working on it any day now. We're going to roll it out. And here it is. We got this great plan. You'll see it. It may just be that this move to Foles has crystallized the truth that big day is not coming anytime soon, and they're going to have to do everything they can do to figure out how to get just enough points in the next game to bank another win, and they can just keep saying, well, we're 6-1, look at us, we're good because we keep banking it. And that is it, that it may just be the truth, and it may just be why they're sort of evangelizing the idea of their record now and getting rid of all the other highfalutin talk about the offense that maybe we're done hearing some of those promises. When we come back, I want to hear from the Bears' best offensive player who had a lot of thoughts yesterday. We'll break down some of what he said next on The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
I love you guys so much, by the way. You know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, it's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Sam.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit gliglenview.com. They've got it.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up.
You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Time.
Week 6 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 7. There is no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 7, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code Chicago. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. Don't worry, football isn't for you. DraftKings is giving you, the MMA and baseball fan who signs up now, the chance to turn $1 into $100 by betting on either this weekend's UFC 254 or by taking action on any baseball championship game. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now and use promo code Chicago when you sign up. You get up to $1,000. That's code Chicago to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
It's time to start kicking up your recipes a notch with the finest chicken in town. That's because your local Jewel Osco has just rolled out their exclusive O Organics chicken. These all-natural selections are vegetarian-fed and humanely raised on the free range. What's more, O Organics chicken enhances just about any meal, whether you're whipping up a healthy stir-fry or creating a truly great Vesuvio. See why O Organics chicken is the perfect pick for a meal that clicks. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Yes. Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Third and goal from inside the one. Montgomery in the backfield.
180.
And Foles on the sneak. He's in. Touchdown, Chicago.
A big breath of fresh air. Nagy can finally breathe again because he's saying, what call do I have to make to finally score a rushing touchdown from the one-inch yard line? Cody Whitehair getting a good push up front.
So now the Bears have scored in the third quarter.
Not they have. It's officially have.
Some extra time.
I thought today was one of our more productive film sessions, you know, breaking down the game with the coaches, everybody chime in on different details and stuff that they can improve on and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, you know, I feel like for us, you know, like I said, after the game, I had felt that we had did pretty good on third down. We were 50%. You know, again, we were 50% in the red zone. So areas like that, we got to improve. But, you know, for us, I think that if we start to create some more explosive plays, I think you'll see this offense take off.
Yeah, if the offense is better, the offense will be better, right? That's sort of what he's saying. And he can do a lot to that end because he's the Bears' best offensive player. That's Allen Robinson, the highlight courtesy Fox. And this segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. That man, Allen Robinson, met reporters yesterday, and he had a lot to say about what they're trying to do. And you can't just look for him all the time, but you understand why quarterbacks do, because the definition of open changes when somebody's able to make plays on the ball in space and has a catch radius, as the scouts like to say, like he does. But he's confident, like everybody else. The Bears are just exuding confidence that somehow it's all going to get better, and he was explaining why he thinks it's going to come together.
Players that we have, again, I think we got dudes who can make plays. I think we got dudes who've made plays this year and in this league. You know, like I said before, for me personally, breaking it down, I think just as far as creating more explosives will make the offense look a little bit different. You know, again, we were 50% on third down, 7 of 14. So we stayed on the field for the most part of it. You know, I think that we can improve on first and second down. But again, when you break it down, I feel like the thing that's missing right now is explosives. You know, again, we had some short fields last week, but you know, we scored 23 points, you know, but I think at the end of the day, you know, if we create more explosives, then we'll be straight.
And I think Jonathan Vilma's line that you heard coming out, the breath of fresh air, that's what the big explosive plays feel like. They feel like an onrush of fresh air because the Bears offense makes you claustrophobic. And it just makes you feel just kind of like you're kind of sweaty and compressed and unhappy because everything's so stifled. They need those breaths of fresh air. And if you're promising they're going to come, great. But again, it's like saying the offense is going to be better because the offense is going to be better. I don't know that I'm confident that if that's the case, then you should have gotten on that already. But Nick Foles is the trigger man. And as we talked about in the previous segment, that's why we just can be, you know, sort of rather than hoping and hoping and hoping, here's this young kid they drafted in the first round who all of a sudden is going to get good. He's a guy who we know can get hot during games. And Robinson says that sometimes that is felt by other guys.
Yeah, you know, you definitely can feel it. You know, as far as us stringing, like I said before, I feel like for us, don't get me wrong, like the game wasn't perfect and didn't go exactly how it went from offensive standpoint, but I did feel like in that game we had drives where we were clicking, we were stringing together completion after completion after completion, moving the ball down, you know, and putting together some pretty good drives, you know. So again, for us, we got to be more consistent, you know, with that. But again, I think that's a good sign for anybody, knowing that we can be able to get to that, you know, and have those hot moments during games. We got to just have them more often than not.
A good sign knowing we're able to get to that. I love the way some of the Bears are talking about this. They're optimistic because they're optimistic. This is a big sort of sandcastle built on air. But
I'm pretty excited right now. We're 5-1.
Maybe they can speak it into existence, but they're excited because they haven't been good yet. That they know they can be better, and that's why they're optimistic. It's all very odd, but they've created an interesting rhetorical trick here, and this may be a compliment to Matt Nagy's leadership, and maybe Nick Foles as well, because Nick Foles has been the head cheerleader for some of this. And Robinson noted that this really is Nick Foles' team since taking over.
I think that Nick is the kind of guy who's a leader by nature, and I just think that that's where he's at. You know, again, I mean, he constantly is trying to lead us, you know, whether that's, you know, if we have a bad possession, you know, whatever the moment is, you know, whether it's practice or in the game, you know, he's a guy that's for sure trying to lead, you know, at all times. You know, I think that everyone around, you know, appreciates that.
Shout out to Meek.
Yeah, we got to thank him too, obviously. So how about how are you going to do this? They say they're going to do it, and they say that they're optimistic because they're confident they know they can do it, but how hard is it to actually improve the offense now?
I mean, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily all that difficult. Like I said, again, if I could pinpoint on one thing that we're missing right now from the offense is having explosive plays as pass and run. You know, again, so we obviously want to be better on third down, but, you know, we're improving on our third down efficiency, which is a big part of the game, you know, and also our red zone efficiency, which is another big part of the game, you know. So once you break down that as an offense, you know, what's left? Explosive plays and first and second down, you know. So in those two categories, you know, we definitely got to be better on first and second downs to make the thirds more manageable, and also second downs and things like that. But like I said before, if we create some more explosive plays, I think you'll see a totally different offense.
Of course, because that means the offense is better. But how? How are you going to do it? Do you practice it? Do you figure out something you weren't doing before? The Score's Mark Grody wanted to know too. So he asked Allen Robinson about that comment that you heard earlier that he said they just had a really good film session. Well, what makes that good?
Everybody chiming in on the details as far as what's going on, what they're seeing, you know, why they did what they did, you know, how they can improve. You know, I think that when you watch a film session as a whole unit, you know, you can kind of hear everybody's thought process and how that's going about and the corrections that are being made right on spot, you know. So, again, I think that that's, you know, whenever you have that, and then you have guys even on plays that they're making plays and things like that, wanting to be better, you know. So, again, I think when you have that from your offense, you know, again, like I said before, I personally think that, you know, again, we're not where we want to be at, but, you know, I don't think we're far off at all.
So was there more participation today than you'd seen in previous team meetings? Like, this was like a kind of a galvanizing day today?
Well, because it just was the whole offense. You know, again, sometimes we watch film differently, but with the plays that we were breaking down today, you know, just seeing the involvement with everybody chiming in as far as their assignments and details and things that they can improve on, you know, and just the communication fully across the board, you know, I think is great to see, especially, you know, again, after a win, you know, I think everybody's taking accountability for what's going on. You know, nobody's pointing any fingers or things like that. You know, guys are looking for the areas that they can improve on.
God, there's so much faith required here. There's so much belief, and I know they have to have it because it's their job. But for us to have it is a big ask right now. One of the bright spots in the offense has been rookie wide receiver Darnell Mooney, and he's going up against Jalen Ramsey. That's Robinson's former teammate in Jacksonville. So what did he tell the rookie about that matchup?
He's a physical corner. You know, again, I think that everybody's looking forward to it. You know, again, I mean, I think that what he brings to the table is the physicality and things like that, you know. But again, I mean, myself, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, again, you know, call me old fashioned, you know, like literally, like I mean it. Call me old fashioned. That's my new nickname. Again, Jalen is one of those competitors where he's going to compete for all four quarters. You know, he's going to compete run play, pass play. You know, he's a top two corner in his game, you know, depending on who you're asking as far as not being number one or whatever. So he's a great player. I got a chance to play with him for a couple years. You know, and now playing against him, you know, we know what kind of guy he is. You know, it's going to be a fun challenge.
So he wants to be called old-fashioned?
Call me old-fashioned, you know, like literally, like I mean it. Call me old-fashioned. That's my new nickname.
See, I learned during the pre-show meeting that there is something that is known as an old-fashioned, that that was a particular idiom that of which I was not aware.
Call me old-fashioned, you know, like literally, like I mean it. Call me old-fashioned. That's my new nickname.
Okay. Yeah, but see, Jay told me about something that, and I didn't know that that particular act was referred to as an old-fashioned, because the only thing I tried my first drink of an old-fashioned about a year ago when Mitch Rosen took us out to that lovely supper club in rural Wisconsin. We had what a wonderful night that was, and I had a crackling pork shank, and I tried both. I tried the brandy old-fashioned, and I tried the bourbon old-fashioned, because nobody could agree on what was how it was made. So I ordered the how do you make it here, how is it ordered if I don't specify. So I tried that one. I was like, no, you're doing it wrong, that's not how to order it. And both were really good.
So you're telling me that Mitch gave you an old-fashioned?
Stop it.
Call me old-fashioned, you know, like literally, what? Like I mean it. Call me old-fashioned, that's my new nickname.
I mean, yeah, that's what you just said, right?
Believe whatever you want. Well, maybe you get enough of the bourbon and the brandy, and who knows, the night can turn in an instant on you. I want to close with this comment from Allen Robinson here about the big opportunity on Monday night in prime time, and doubling back with what he's talking about, the explosive plays, that how you try to get them and how you can actually run a capable, reasonable offense while still looking for those big splash moments, and how you balance that.
It's always exciting to be on Monday night. Again, your prime time, you know, only football game being played. You know, I know right now they've had some doubleheaders, but typically it's only one game being played on that Monday night. You know, so it's exciting, you know, again, you hear from your fans, I mean, from your friends and from your family, and also the fans about, you know, how they get to see you play that day in prime time. So, you know, it's always exciting. Then for the second part of that, you know, again, I mean, that's always a challenge, you know, as far as teams playing too high safeties and things like that. You know, we can try to do some things to make them, you know, go to some single high and things like that. But again, I mean, that's also the challenge, you know, it's taking what the defense gives you, but at the same time, trying to create those explosive plays.
Well, here's to it. They're asking for a lot of belief that all of a sudden the offense will be better because the offense will be better. That would be nice. I am all for it. Let me just make sure that I am very, very clear that I am in support of that particular effort by your Chicago Bears, about whom we will talk further with Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, who joins us in moments. Keep it here. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Call me old-fashioned, you know. Like, literally, like, I mean it. Call me old-fashioned. That's my new nickname.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports stations.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. I'll be setting my same-game parlay for tonight's game in a few minutes, so tune into the show to find out next time I do a read on what my picks are. And if you like them, you can go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person. But for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. Promo code J, 21 plus, and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
At
JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is just...